May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 896. A fountain, cries the man of God, a fountain with a purple flood, a fountain opened for the poor, where sickly souls may find a cure. 896.
Together on the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the Book of Psalms, number 29. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Siren like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king for ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Now please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. The Gospel according to John, chapter 10. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And here we will leave the reading of God's word. May bless it to us now and help us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy kindness and mercy and goodness that enables little company then of poor sinners once again to come into thy courts. And we come, dear Lord, praying that there may be a portion for our souls. Oh, we read of that dear woman that prayed unto thee, Lord, help me. And yet she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And dear Lord Jesus, it's those crumbs that we come praying for this evening hour. A crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed with dainties such as angels have or with children's bread. Oh, Lord, then may it please thee. Lord, to grant that there may be some blessed crumbs falling from the Master's table this evening hour, so that poor down and out sinners are able to eat and partake, Lord, and satisfied then with a crumb of mercy from thy table. Dear Lord Jesus, do hear our prayer. Ah, Lord, we come seeking then a portion for our souls, something whereby, Lord, we have to take home. Like dear Ruth, she had those handfuls of purpose. Ah, Lord, and she gleaned amongst the sheaves at the bidding of Boaz. And dear Lord, we pray, Thou art the heavenly Boaz. Thou didst command the reapers to leave some handfuls of purpose. Could it please thee tonight, dear Lord Jesus, as the heavenly Boaz, to so command that a poor man may leave some handfuls of purpose so that the roots in the field glean, and have that which to take home, a portion for their souls, something for them to beat out before thee at the throne of grace, at the footstool of mercy, to obtain the ephah of barley, the blessing of God that makes rich. Lord, it's our desire, our request, and our petition. Pray now then, open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing upon us here this evening hour. Not, Lord, because we're worthy. Lord, because if thou dost wait till we are worthy, then thou wilt never come. But, Lord, for thine own great name's sake, for thine honour, thy glory, and thy praise, then, dear Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Lord, we come then seeking a portion for our souls. Lord, we pray that we may not be sent empty away. That did not send the multitude empty. That is, have compassion upon them, lest they should faint in the way. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, do not send any from this congregation tonight empty. But, oh, that there may be something for their souls. Something, Lord, for them to beat out then before thee. Then do come, dear Lord Jesus, and feed our souls with the bread of heaven, with the water of divine life. Dear Lord, we have that blessed promise, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. And Lord, and thou knowest how many hungry and thirsting souls, the Lord, have been before thee at the throne of grace prior to this evening service. Oh, we plead thy divine faithfulness, that thou art hear and answer prayer, and regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer, and grant then thy help. Oh, the blessing of God, then, hear our prayers. Now, Lord, thou knowest all about us each. We have to bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin and guilt. And thou knowest all about it, Lord. We hang our head in shame. We blush with shame. Oh, we're ashamed of ourselves. And we plead the blood that does for sin atone, the blood whereby the church of God is freed. Then do hear our prayer. Undertake for us. Help us and bless us and be with us this evening. And oh, that we may know the cleansing fountain. Lord, we're guilty of sin. But, dear Lord, we hope by thy grace that we are conscious of it and we come to thee to cleanse us from all our sin and guilt. To wash us, dear Lord Jesus, then, in thy precious blood, in that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. The house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then, Lord Jesus, do come and do help. Lord, thou knowest those that come, feeling perhaps out of the way. Oh, Lord, do let them know that they're not out of the way, but in the way. In the way that leads to everlasting life. Then we come, Lord, praying to hear thy voice, the voice of love and of mercy to our poor, never-dying souls. Oh, to speak the words of pardon, peace, reconciliation, to know, Lord Jesus, thou hast made a way whereby we can approach unto God. Then do help. Now, Lord, remember once more, again, Lord, this little church and congregation here, do bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity, the bond of peace. We pray thou remember them for God. Lord, there's some very little ones here, and we thank thee for them, Lord. And we pray that there may be also some little ones in grace, Lord, and pray that thou wilt bless their souls. But Lord, do remember the children and the little ones and the young friends, praying, Lord, that thou wilt be their guide and their counsellor. Do direct them, help them in their daily lives, help them at school, undertake for them there, keep, preserve and protect from all harm and dangers and the dangers of Satan. Here then, keep them, Lord, bless them. Oh, that they may have then that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel, a secret something that the world knows nothing of. They may be helped to thee to turn aside and to look up unto the God of heaven and pray unto him who is able to save even unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Prayer for the parents. They need, Lord, much help in the day in which we live, to bring up their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, to grant them all needed wisdom. Wisdom very often when to say yes and when to say no. Lord, do help them. And now, Lord, and be with others. Others, Lord, further on in life's pathway, those that feel the heat and burden of the day, and pray that thou remember each and all. Ah, Lord, and some of us, Lord, past the 70 years and 10. Oh, Lord, do be gracious to each and all. Remember each, Lord, with the favour thou bearest to thy people and thy children. May we have that each of us, Lord. Ah, we pray that the children may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. And may each of us who are older have the same, the blessing then of God. Hear prayer. We pray again, Lord, for the friends here that hold office, undertake for them and help them in all their cares, burdens, responsibilities. Remember each church member and each member of the congregation. Lord, do bless them indeed. Oh, work graciously in their hearts. Lord, do appear to them. Thou knowest, Lord, where in the congregation there are those that seek thee, seek thy face, seek a word from thee, that want some confirmation that their names are found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, we pray thou mercifully appear to them and for them. And perhaps, Lord, they have had some difficult things in their life. Lord, and oh, that it may all work together for good to them that love God, to them according to his purpose. The Apostle Paul says that things that happened unto him turned out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. Lord, and very often we cannot see and do not see how this event and that event can ever turn out to the furtherance of the gospel. But Lord, it's all in thy hand. We commit it all unto thee. Then do a prayer. Now, Lord, again, as the bereaved, comfort their hearts, to support them, sustain them, hold them up. Some, Lord, have stood around a grave in the past week and recent times. Some are yet to stand there. Lord, do be with each and all. And those then also in sickness and affliction's path, undertake for them. But thy hand do heal, do restore, raise up to health and strength, bless those things that are done to them and for them. And Lord, and do go before thy people then in all and every untrodden step. Be with others in difficulties, in light pathway, undertake for them, help them. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt remember us then. We thank thee for all the kindness and mercy bestowed, health and strength, use of natural faculties, comforts that abound. Oh, we thank thee for thy house. We thank thee for thy word. Oh, the word of thy grace. Thank thee for the open Bible. Thank thee for the preaching of the gospel. Oh, that thou dost still raise up one here and there to blow the trumpet of the everlasting gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And Lord, and do go on and raise up yet many more to blow this trumpet, our Lord, and also do call many sinners round to come and fill the house, the little churches and chapels up and down our land, so that, Lord, thy name is honoured and glorified. Pluck out that right hand out of thy bosom and work salvation in our midst. Oh, gracious Lord, do hear prayer. There may be a gracious revival of real vital godliness in this our land. Yea, Lord, in our hearts. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt then remember us as a nation before thee. Lord, do appear for us. We pray, dear Lord, that thou remember us this evening as we meet a few poor sinners around thy table. Indeed, as thou hast bidden, do this in remembrance of me. Oh, give us, Lord, that broken heart, that contrite spirit, that we may come. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word, mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. Oh, there's nowhere else for us to look but unto Jesus, unto thy sacrifice, thy atonement for sin. Then do help us. Oh, we pray that we may view him, the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000, him whom my soul loveth, whom having not seen ye love, said Peter. Our Lord, we pray that faith may be given so that we see by faith. But Lord, when called to part from time and enter eternity, then to view him with not a veil between, to see clearly then him who loved us and gave himself for us, then do help us. Oh, we're poor, poor sinners. And Lord, and we're only a poor man. And dear Lord, we're expected now, Lord, to speak in thy name. Lord, do come and do stand by the right hand of this poor man now. Fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come and open them one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in the worthy name of Jesus. In his sake alone, amen.
Hymn 112. No more, my God, I boast no more of all the duties I have done. I quit the hopes I held before to trust the merits of thy Son. 112.
Thank you.
and dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask Your very prayerful attention once again. The first book of Kings, chapter 19, and the last clause of verse 12. 1 Kings 19, verse 12, the last clause. And after the fire, a still small voice. And after the fire, a still small voice. Well, this morning we spoke of this voice in the first place, convicting one or another of their sin and iniquity. And we carried on. And it wasn't really what we had anticipated the way we might go. But never mind. The Lord knows. A still small voice. Perhaps there's someone in here. Yes, it says to themselves, but yes, but I seem to be so different from everybody else. My path is so different. I haven't read, I haven't heard of anybody walking in the same way as myself. Well, that may be so, dear soul. But I read something a little while ago which I think will be helpful to you. The Lord is a sovereign in His dealings, and He leads in different ways. But the ultimate end, dear soul, is this: to bring you and I on our knees at His footstool. So, however you may feel, this all is that where the Word of God brings you to. This still small voice, it brings you to His feet as a poor, guilty sinner, pleading for mercy, pleading for peace, pardon, forgiveness. Well, this all plod on. Go forward looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, casting all your care upon Him. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in, and He shall bring it to pass. Well, this word here, a still small voice. Psalm 29, why? Yes, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. And yes, the voice of the Lord is powerful. Yes, and it's powerful, dear soul, in many, many ways. And some of God's dear people and some here have known and experienced and could testify the word of God's grace and how powerful that has been to them. Why, you see how the Lord graciously works. Why, one thinks of this, of His promises. Oh, His promises, which indeed are yea and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. And sometimes you and I may be in some deep concern about some matter, maybe some gracious exercise that the Lord has put and placed in your heart and mine. And why perhaps we just cannot see, we cannot understand how these things can be. But you know, the Lord draws near, and His voice is heard. Why, maybe we pick up the Word of God, we open it, and we read perhaps here or there, and yes, Ireland, what does the Lord say? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And yes, and that word is very, very powerful. And dear soul, and indeed is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. That matter, that exercise in your hearts, dear soul, that you in and of yourself feel so insufficient for. Why, yet the word of God's grace is such, yes, that He speaks and there's power with it. And you cannot dismiss it. You know full well that it is there. When you and I have been praying for some token, some evidence, Psalmist said, show me some token for God, and this that the Lord has placed in your heart, this exercise that as yet you have not breathed a word to a soul in the world. And it may be you think not a soul in the world knows anything about it. But dear soul, let me assure you, God's people, God's exercised people, they're blessed with a spirit of discernment. And they know. And they know. And they observe. They know that there's something going on in your heart. They know that you're carrying something before the Lord, and they're watching, they're waiting for the Lord's time to arrive. Yes, the still small voice. Yes, the Lord it is that doth go before thee, he'll be with thee and not fail thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Yes, a promise. A still, small voice. A promise. Having said what I have, why, one thinks of dear Moses, you know, there he was at the backside of the desert, and the Lord appears, and the Lord says to him, he appears to him at the burning bush, and he says to him, I've surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. I've heard their cry by reason of their taskers. I know their sorrows and come down to deliver them. But then he says to Moses, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. A still small voice. I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Friends, yes, this thing was done here. Yes, at the backside of the desert. This is done at the backside of the desert. Moses sees a bush. It's burned, it's not consumed. Sinner, what have you seen? What has the Lord revealed unto you? Have you turned aside like Moses to see this amazing sight? A still small voice speaks. But then you and I, dear soul, are like dear Moses. Who am I? Who am I? That I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. A still small voice, God's voice. That's what matters. Ah, yes. And you were praying for some token for God. And he said, the Lord, certainly I will be with thee. Certainly I will be with thee. What more can he say than to you he has said? You unto Jesus for refuge have fled. A still small voice, but again, these promises. Why, when we think of promises, we often think and do turn to the word here and the prophecy of Isaiah. And why, yes, and you know, it's dear Peter that says to us, isn't it? Oh, exceeding great and precious promises. Exceeding great and precious promises. Still small voice. Yes, and why these voices are heard, this voice rather, is heard in various places, in various circumstances, in your life and mine. Sometimes a voice, the Lord, is heard in bereavement path. And how the Lord graciously speaks, and how the Lord upholds with that right hand of his righteousness. And why, yes, that he will be a father unto the fatherless, and he will be a husband unto the widow. Yes, dear soul, and he upholds by the word of his grace. But again, there's affliction's path. You know, affliction's path. What a path this is. And yes, dear soul, and you and I, why, we don't want to go into these things and out of these things, the same. No, we want to be bettered by the cross. We want it to work together for our God. Yes, we want to hear God's voice. What the Lord is going to say. And how the Lord will appear. And indeed, to make his goodness pass before us in the way. And sometimes the Lord is very gracious. And he speaks to us. Sometimes prior to some of these things. Some of these events. Sometimes also he speaks to us as we're passing through. Be it on the hospital bed, the Lord draws near. He speaks. A word, a promise, a still small voice. And sometimes one goes in the affliction and goes all through the treatment and it's not till afterwards the Lord in mercy appears and speaks to them and blesses them with the word of his grace. Why here in Isaiah 41 in particular one's looking at. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Now dear soul, fear thou not, for I am with thee. And dear soul, if you and I are indeed amongst his people and his children, he's with us all the time. Unseen, yet ever at hand. Say, here, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. When thou passes through the waters, whatever this might be, I will be with I, the great I am that I am. Yes, and dear Psalm, what does he say? For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. A still, small voice. See, the Lord stands by his people. He stands by his people. This thought comes to mind. Perhaps you've been praying that the Lord would reveal himself to you in some special way. Well, the Lord does hear and the Lord does answer prayer. But sometimes it's in such a way that almost drives us to despair. For dear soul is faithful to his word. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. I will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Still, small voice. The voice of love and mercy. He helps, he brings through. Cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. But back to verse 10. I probably have commented on this before, but to say there are seven things here. Can I put it like this? As I have done before, something for every day of the week. Dear soul, and it doesn't just stop in 1 week's time. It goes on 52 weeks of the year throughout your life and mine, dear soul. Fear thou not, for the reason why we have not to fear, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Oh yes, and we do get there. We do get there. But there's a reason. For I am thy God. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Then no wonder Peter says, exceeding great and precious promises. These promises, yea and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. And there's this here, as I turn over the page, Isaiah 42:16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew, a still small voice. Oh, yes, in your quiet moments, reading God's word and meditating on it. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. Now listen. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. I will bring. I will bring. There's here, this all, there's guidance. There's the leader. There's enlightenment. There's the obstacles removed. And there's divine faithfulness. A still, small voice. The voice of the Son of God. Yes. A still, small voice. And again, there's things in your life and mine. Those things is all that the Lord draws near. That path, that way, that the Lord might be leading you in, directing your path. Yes. Was that word there in Isaiah 30? And it's round about verse 30 as well, I believe. And thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Yes. Thou shalt hear a word behind thee. The still small voice. Is there one in here carries an exercise in their hearts regarding the ordinances of God's house? And you're questioning, you're wondering, and thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. You see, this all he does, he makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. There's this, walking by faith and not by sight. There's this, of looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hearing the Lord's voice. There's this question asked in the book of Genesis. Let's make sure we quote it correctly because it's slipping one's memory, but it's here concerning this daughter here, Rebecca. And they will call her and inquire at her, and they will ask, wilt thou go with this man? They inquired, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. This still, small voice. This voice, yes, that God's people hear. And walk in. Walk in his commands, in his ways, in his paths. In paths of righteousness. What do we read just now? Read about the dear Lord Jesus, the shepherd, didn't we? What does dear David say? The Lord is my shepherd. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd. And he, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He restoreth my soul. Dear soul, have you a little humble hope in your heart tonight that the Lord has somewhat restored your soul? That he has snatched you as a brand from the burning, and indeed your hope is making you a trophy of his grace. He has begun that good work within you, and you're hearing his voice, that voice of love and mercy. Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Yes, cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. My sheep, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You see, my sheep hear my voice. That voice of love and mercy that has called you and I trust, out of nature's darkness into his marvellous light, and has shown you the way of salvation, that it is through Jesus Christ, the Lord alone, that there is nothing else for you whereby you can be saved but through him. And you come casting all your care upon him, looking unto him. Look up unto the hills from whence cometh your help. He who has bidden, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. There's been this still, small voice. This voice that you've heard. This voice that's directed your way. The voice that has changed your heart, renewed your will, and turned your feet to Zion's hill. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Yes. And they follow him because there is salvation nowhere else. There is salvation nowhere else. Be assured of this, dear soul, if salvation could be obtained any other way, man would have endeavoured to find it out, but it's not so. It's through Christ, that new and living way. It is through those blessed, glorious, gracious invitations. Come. We mentioned there Isaiah chapter 1 this morning. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as wool. Be red like crimson, there shall be snow. And again, what do you read here, dear soul, in the closing words of the canons of Scripture here? Revelation chapter 22. The spirit of the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that thirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. See this, all you're included. Whosoever will. Whosoever will. The still, small voice. Yes, the very worst of sinners that come looking unto Jesus, that come casting all their care upon him, their whole dependence on him fixed, nor entertain a thought their worthless schemes with him to make, but venture to be naught. Yes, come now. Come, him that heareth say, come. Let him that's athirst come. Yes, all. You can't deny that, can you? You can't deny that you're athirst. Jesus, my soul's athirst for thee. Absent from thee, I cannot live. Yes, the still small voice. And Jesus opened his mouth and began to teach the multitude. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. They shall be filled. Yes, the time of love will come when they shall clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but they shall say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Yes, they come, Lord, help me. A still, small voice. Yes, the dear woman. Lord, help me. Truth, Lord. Why Jesus said, it sounded, made it sound hard. It may sound reproof, rebuke. But you see, he said, but it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Yes, the Lord tries the righteous. The Lord tries the righteous. You see, this didn't put her off. No, dear soul, and it won't put you off. You'll say, look with her, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs from the master's table. You say, and what did Jesus say? O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. A still, small voice. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. It is we thank God. Yes, for children that are born with all their faculties. We pray for those have not this blessing. We seek their help from God. But, dear soul, yes, but you have this burden in your heart, this cross, this great anxiety over yourself, your sin, your wretched heart. You pray, Lord, help me. And you don't mind being called a dog. If only the Lord would speak to you, O woman, great is thy faith, be unto thee even as thou wilt. And so, you say, is this still small a voice? Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Friends, and it's the dear Lord himself that has pronounced. Yes, a still small voice. A voice. The word of the Lord is powerful. Powerful. Yes. And he speaks to sinners. He speaks right into their hearts. He does. And there are some here tonight that could speak and could testify about how the Lord has spoken unto them. You know, and that's not the finish, is it? You know, once you and I have heard his voice, we shall want to hear it again. We shall want to hear it again. Why, like you find here in the Song of Solomon. Why, it's by night on my bed. I sought him whom my soul loveth. You see, but here in the next chapter it reads, that his voice, his mouth is most sweet. His mouth is most sweet. Oh, because he speaks of love and of mercy. A still small voice. You know, this comes to mind as I turn here to the Song of Solomon. In the second chapter, down here, the 8th verse, it reads, "The voice of my beloved. Behold, he come leapeth upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills." And then she gives a description of her beloved. "Like a roe young hart, behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice." Then she declares what he said, what he says to her. "Still small voice, my beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. But lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth a green fig, the vines with a tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." Ah, yes. A still small voice. A poor sinner coming to the end of life's pathway, the end of the journey. Yes, soon to hear that voice, like Abraham's servant from Laban, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, why standest thou without?" Yes, and what did the dear Lord Jesus say here to his disciples? "Let not your heart be troubled." You see, they were indeed full of sorrow. They were very cast down because the Lord was going to go away from them. He told them they could not come with him, but they would come, they would follow in due time. But he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Ah, friends, these words are still small voice. Words of sweet, gracious assurance to God's dear, tried, troubled people, and some nearing the end of life's journey. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." Ah, a still small voice. "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Further down here, peace, still small voice, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Oh, friends, to be like dear Jacob of old, to come to our end, to have nothing else to do but to gather up our feet into the bed and to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. "Neither let it be afraid." Yes, some of God's dear people have come down to their end. Yes, and the Lord has been with them as they pass the river of death. Others, it's not been the same. The dear soul, he loves his people. great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all and all with a soul part. He toils through life, pants through death, and cries with his expiring breath, 'Tis finished and complete. Let not your heart be troubled. Still, small voice, peace I leave with you. Peace by his cross has Jesus made, the church's everlasting head. Yes, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Friends, he loves with an everlasting love. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Whether I can find it, I think it is here. I think it's in Psalm number 89. Why, you know, the dear psalm is here. He says, blessed, yes, blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. Let not your heart be troubled. Yes, dear soul, that you and I, yes, neither let it be afraid. Yes, dear soul, death is but the porter to take us into the heavenly land. Joshua was the one that led the children of Israel into the promised land. But you see, the Lord comes, as it reads there in the Song of Solomon. Yes, it's rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. See, the time of the singing of birds has come. You know, we're entering into that part, time rather, of the year now, are we not? When we wake in the morning and we hear the singing of the birds. It's the sign of the resurrection, the power of nature, is it not? But oh, dear soul, there's the sign of the resurrection power of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the power of his resurrection. Yes, peace I leave with you. Well, you and I may have something left to us in the will of one departed. But ah, dear soul, you and I cannot have a greater blessing than this to be found in the legacy of peace that the dear Lord Jesus Christ has left for his people. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. A still small voice. Still small voice. Well, I'm sure there are many more things that could be said, but one feels exhausted. Hard is all. But you know, there'll be no tiredness in heaven. There'll be no exhaustion there. A one everlasting song of praise. One says, does he not, when shall I your chorus join? Yes, dear soul, few more days, months or years in this poor wilderness here below. But then it is to be with Christ, which is far better. Yes, a still small voice. I said I was going to close, but you know, sometimes We don't hear the Lord's voice literally. We don't have the word literally applied to us, reading the word, but sometimes circumstances in your life and mine, they are like a voice to us. And oh, that we may be given grace to hear that voice. You younger ones, oh, that you may be on your watchtowers, watching, waiting to hear the voice of the Lord, the voice of sovereign grace, the voice of love. Yes, yes, dear soul, that voice of love. Yea, the Lord, I think I quoted a moment ago, yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee. You know, it'll be, why me, why me? Oh, blessed God, why such a wretched I, who must revel in hell, were not salvation free? See, it's amazing grace that dear soul, that you and I should hear his voice and hearing the voice, give attention to it. Yes, dear soul, and to walk with joy to heaven, to be with Christ, which is far better. Dear, again, dear Jacob, was it not? Why, there was a vision. The night he lay down with stones for his pillow, the Lord appeared. He said, this is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Simeon, now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. The Apostle Paul, then, to be with Christ, which is far better. Is there an aching void in your heart and mind tonight to be with Jesus? To bid adieu to this time, this poor dying world. To be able, by God's grace, and to be willing, to leave all. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy to be willing to leave everything. Those are, when it comes right down, my friends, to those that we love by the ties of nature. These are, we have to commit them into God's hand. Yes, I hope I could humbly say, once in my life, the Lord appeared and blessed my soul so abundantly, I was willing to leave all, and to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. But for me, there was this, nevertheless, there was a need to be. I was yet to go forth into the ministry of God's word. Let me, a still, small voice, a voice of love, mercy, constraining, a voice that constrains, a voice that constrains you and I to follow him in that way, in that path that he has ordained for us, so that you and I are found looking unto Jesus. Well, lead a few simple remarks, but oh, that we may each of us hear that voice, that still small voice, and the voice of love and of mercy to your never dying soul and mine. Amen.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £670, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And Dr. Sadler is expected to preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 637. Jesus, thou art our only rest. From sin and guilt and fears, we love to lean upon thy breast and on thee cast our cares. 637.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do bless thine own word, and may we each hear thy voice, the voice of love and of mercy, peace, pardon, forgiveness, and prepare us for heaven and for glory. Lord, bless us now, those of us that meet around thy table, be with us there, and those that may remain, watch and witness. Pray, bless them, and be with them, and be gracious to each and all. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.